And as the USDA moves to distribute SNAP benefits early in light of the shutdown, it's also proposing some major changes to the food distribution program, some controversial ones.
That's right. The USDA is proposing it requires stricter compliance with rules that some SNAP recipients must be working in school or in a training program in order to receive their benefits. There was a similar provision in the recently approved farm bill, but it did not make it into the final version. Catherine Boudreau has written about this. She's a food and agriculture reporter for Politico. And our co-host Mark Brody spoke with her and asked her to break down exactly what the Trump administration is proposing here for SNAP recipients.
Yeah, so the Agriculture Department proposed a rule that's designed to more strictly enforce existing work requirements for food stamp recipients. And this is by reining in the state's ability to waive certain restrictions on work requirements for food stamp recipients.
So it's really not new work requirements. It's just, as you say, reining in what states are already supposed to be doing in some ways?
Exactly. So, again, there's already work requirements on the books for food stamp recipients. And essentially what the Trump administration wants to do is target a group of SNAP participants known as able-bodied adults without dependents. So it's kind of a horrible acronym, but they're called ABODs. And these are recipients who are ages 18 through 49 and who are not disabled or caring for children or other dependents. And as of 2016, they accounted for a very small portion of SNAP participants, so about 3.8 million out of the nearly 40 million Americans who are receiving SNAP benefits. And that's because most SNAP participants are exempted from work requirements, and that's because they're adults with children or they're the elderly, disabled.
Well, so what kinds of things are states doing that the Trump administration would like them to stop doing?
Right. So under current law, these able-bodied adults on food stamps that can't be on the program for longer than 3 months during a three-year period unless they're working or enrolled in these state education and training programs for at least 80 hours a month. But states can waive those time limits if there's high unemployment or there aren't enough jobs available. And these waivers were widely used during the Great Recession because there was sinking unemployment and there just weren't enough jobs available for people. So many states qualified for these waivers from USDA. And the Trump administration has argued that the waiver process is being abused now. There was some leniency perhaps during the Great Recession because of the economic conditions, and now they're trying to tighten the criteria that states have to abide by in order to qualify for a waiver.
How closely do these proposed changes align with what had been in the recently approved farm bill that were taken out that the House had put in there?
It's very similar to a provision that House Republicans had sought in the farm bill, but it ultimately was stripped along with more far-reaching changes to the SNAP program. So the Senate Democrats and Democrats in general were very opposed to this rule that the USDA had just released, and that's why they objected it to be included in the farm bill. And now they're arguing that the USDA doesn't have the authority to do this administratively, that it rejects the will of Congress and the farm bill that was just signed into law. But the USDA has made the case that it's completely within their authority. So I expect there might be some litigation.
So you quoted in your reporting about this a USDA official who said that this could save some $15 billion over a decade. Is that the main argument for doing this, that it would save the government money?
I think that's part of it, but I also think that it's because the administration is very fixed on the integrity of SNAP, making sure it's not being abused because it's a taxpayer program. So I think it's twofold. It's both that it would save money, but also they want to bring integrity to the program. Of course, again, you know, like I said before, there's 3.8 million able-bodied adults in the program out of 40 million. So it's a relatively small impact overall.
Are there some states that were asking for and getting these waivers more than others?
Well, so there's 36 states and territories that waived that three-month over three-year time limit on SNAP benefits for able-bodied adults without dependents. So some portion of these people living in their state. And then there's seven that have statewide exemptions. So that's Alaska, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Washington, D.C. And then the largest population of able-bodied adults are in California, Florida, Texas, and New York. And actually, New York Governor Cuomo came out in opposition to the proposed changes. You know, he thinks that this is outside of USDA's authority, similar to what Democrats are arguing in the House and Senate.
That was Catherine Boudreau, a food and agriculture reporter for Politico, speaking with our co-host Mark Brody.
Now that the new rule has been proposed, there will be a 90-day public comment period before the USDA makes its final decision. We also reached out to the Arizona Department of Economic Security to get a sense of how Arizonans might be affected by this change. In an email, a spokesperson tells us as of October of last year, more than 450,000 adults and nearly 400,000 children receive SNAP benefits statewide.
Of that population, just 12% fall into the category that would be affected by this rule. 12% are able-bodied adults without dependents, and the state receives waivers based on unemployment rates in the counties. The USDA sets the threshold for and approves these waivers.